70 degrees coming up on 8:57. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what's the market looking at here on this Friday?
Well, we're weaker here this morning. We had the USDA report out yesterday, and it kind of overall looked friendly from the standpoint of corn and soybeans, but didn't really get much of a reaction, and I think trade expectations may have been a little bit different than what they were showing publicly, and we see the markets down again here this morning. Also, the markets continues to worry, and I think with the weather in the at least the southern two-thirds of the Corn Belt being pretty good, it allows more weakness based on the concerns and nervousness about the China-U.S. trade situation, and that still seems to be trumping, maybe some of the wetter northern conditions that we have here. Right now we have the July corn at 398.5, that's down 3.5. The December corn is at 416, that's down 3.5. The July beans are at 1008.25, that's down 13. November 1018.5, down 12.5. The July wheat is at 503.5, that's down 3. The outside markets, we have the livestock pretty much weaker across the board. It seems like it's one of those days where a lot of things are weaker here. The dollar's weaker. We have the energy is weaker as well this morning. And the equity markets were stronger going into the early morning, and after the labor report, they are weaker as well. For the week, we're down about 7 cents on the corn, 27 on the beans, and wheat's down 20. The May contracts go off the board on Monday, so that's going to make a little bit of an interesting situation from a weekly chart standpoint. So I think probably not as much of a positive reaction yesterday to the report as we thought, and therefore coming in, the funds were big sellers yesterday. We also continue to work through, when we do see up moves in the market, old corn hitting the market from a cash standpoint. They'll have the progress reports out on Monday. Expected some pretty good progress in most of the lower states. We'll just see how that goes and see what the market reacts. I think for today we're probably looking a weaker into the close.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update, and have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Quick check of current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. It's warm and a bit humid this morning. We're at 70 degrees outside our studios here in Urbana. 64 degrees in Bloomington, Normal, up to 66 in Danville. 73 degrees already in Charleston, Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly sunny today with a high of 87 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.